Welcome to the Abbot Loop Community Church Podcast. ALCC is a multi-generational church committed to building a growing community reaching Anchorage, Alaska, and the world with the saving message of Jesus Christ.
We at ALCC invite you to come grow with us and hope that this message speaks to you from the heart of God.
Good morning, Abbot Loop Community Church. Good morning, Anchorage City Church. Thank you for a good morning, yes. I keep saying good morning. Good afternoon, Anchorage City Church. Good afternoon, Abbot Loop Community Church. Would you all pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day. Thank you that, God, you are on the throne. And thank you that you're right here with us. We just thank you that your presence goes with us. And when we gather together, you're here in a unique way. I pray that you'd walk among us today to speak to our hearts, to encourage, to inspire, and to bring us to a solid place in you, Father. I just thank you for your people. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. Bless our time together now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. It only takes a moment. A moment is a brief point of time, a brief period of time. There's a Greek word for the word time in the New Testament. It's a particular moment in time, which may be the ideal moment of opportunity or the fulfilling of a quest. When God speaks of a time, when God speaks of a moment, when God speaks of an opportunity, it's a unique point in time where something unique is about to take place. There was a moment in time on November 15th, 1959, Abbot Loop Community Chapel began a small country church way out in the woods with a young, skinny, ex-banker and his family. Just a few souls were there that first morning. And what began at that moment would grow to span almost six decades, reaching people with the life-transforming gospel throughout the city, throughout the United States, throughout many countries in almost every continent. Dick Benjamin had no idea of the impact or the influence that this little church would have at that time. From that moment in time, a great influence, a great impact has gone forward. It was God's time. It was a special time. It was a special moment. It was something that God was doing. And it was for his purposes and for his influence and for his glory. And all of us here are here today because of that moment in time. It's reached out to reach to us today, 53 years later. Isn't that amazing? A moment is a great opportunity for something monumental to be set in motion. Another moment, just past 6 p.m. on March 2nd, 100,000 pounds of snow came through the West Side Auditorium of Abbot Loop Community Church. And in that moment, things were set forth. In just that moment, what would soon happen in very close succession was the municipality would close down a 73,000 square foot building. The Sunday services of our local congregation would be changed to a new time and a new location. Our meeting time would be changed from 10 a.m. in the morning till 3 p.m. in the afternoon. 10 staff members would be immediately displaced and need to find offices to be set up somewhere else. A nursery, a children's ministry, and a youth ministry all had to find new locations and new times to meet. And other ministries were displaced momentarily. And we began a new building program. Do you know how much time this usually takes to get all that done? Minimum 5 years, maybe 10. Okay, we're going to change our church services to a different day. Whoa, different location, different time. 10 to 3? No, we're going to have committees for all this. We're going to move our nurseries and our children's ministry way on the other side of town. Well, no, we can't. We got to talk about this for a long time. We're going to start a building program without a campaign, without a manager, without a committee. How are we going to? All that happened in a moment. A moment. When God wants to do something monumental, he can do stuff real fast or real slow. What started 53 years ago was a moment in time that has spanned almost six decades. What happened 13 days ago was a moment of time that will also span a long time. But in just a moment, a major shift took place, an abrupt, far-reaching change, a sweeping change that happened in a moment. Church life is made up of moments. They say it's not the breaths that we take, it's the things that take our breath away that is important. It's not the years that we assemble together as a church that's important, but it's those significant moments that we can all look back on in the timeline of our lives and say, I can remember that moment when God visited with me through this ministry or through this person or through this family, or something happened in my life or something happened in my family or some significant event took place. Significant moments, God moments, defining moments, things that define a church. When you look back, you can see in just a moment, things that took literally decades to develop. You can look back in just a moment and you can recount all those things that took so long to build. And we can look ahead at things that will take years to accomplish. And yet life is just living in this moment here today. All we are guaranteed is just this moment. That's how precious life is. God just gives it to us just a moment at a time. And he wants us to take everything we can out of every moment. Now, Abiloop Community Church is a product of a few defining moments. Over the course of many years, churches experience ebbs and flows. They experience ups and downs, good times and difficult times, times of growth, times of decline, times of plateauing. All of these serve to shape the fabric and texture of a church's personality and a church's identity. What is this church known for? What is this church known by? We become known for certain things that define us. Oh, that's the church on the hill. Oh, that's the church that fill in the blank. Oh, you're the church that there's a definition that people know about us. And that's true with all churches. We go through times and we go through events. We go through circumstances. We go through programs and ministries. And these serve as defining moments. And we will be remembered for these. ACC had a defining moment just about 12 days ago when they said, you can come and stay with us. This became ACC's orphanage, a home for displaced churches. Thank you very much. We are really grateful to be here. That took a tremendous amount of stress off of us. That was a moment. But today we are in a defining moment. We are in a defining moment for the future of Abiloop Community Church. You have to know that. This is not just a snow load. We are not just one of 14 roofs that have collapsed this year. We are not just a building project. This is a defining moment in the scope and sequence of God's purposes. We need to understand how significant this is. And I want to say something to us as a family. In Ephesians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says, as a prisoner for the Lord, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. I'm saying all that to all of us as a family, that let's maintain those qualities during our time here, during this season that we're in, during this defining moment. Because you have to understand that among our family, there are different members of our family who this event has affected in different ways. There are some who have labored, Pastor Dick Benjamin for one, for 53 years over this church. He's carried a burden for this church for 53 years. No one else can say that they've carried a burden for that church for 53 years. He has. He's been through the ups and the downs and the ebbs and the flows and the goods and the bads. So be sensitive to him. And be sensitive to longtime Abbot Loop members who've been around for a long time, who've invested their lives in this church, who've helped to make this church what it has become. Be sensitive to those. There are some who are sad and grieving over the loss. Be patient with them. There are others who are excited about, yay, we get a new building. Yes. Be patient. Be understanding. Be sensitive. And be good house guests to ACC. You know what it's like when family comes to stay for
a year?
Let's be good guests. Let's not then say, oh, we're so glad that you finally found the place to move to. Let's be the kind of house guests where they don't want to see us leave because we mean so much to them. But Abbot Loop Community Church is not a building comprised of many, many building programs and work parties, comprised of many, many Dr. Seuss hallways and stairways and entryways. Abbot Loop Community Church is not just 73,000 square feet of facility. Abbot Loop Community Church is people. It's you. It's us. We are Abbot Loop Community Church meeting at Anchorage City Church. We did not cease to exist when our roof collapsed. We are still here by the grace of God. We are still a group of followers of Christ who gather together to grow as a faith community, to fulfill the great commandment to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourself. We are still a community who are called to fulfill the great commission to preach the gospel to the nations and invest in the lives of other followers of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul writes a very interesting verse here, chapter 5, verse 15. He's writing to Christian people in chapter 5, and he's talking to them about their lifestyle and the way they live their lives and the way they conduct themselves. And in verse 15, he says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. In the King James Version, it says, redeeming the time. It's a term that's it's a market term that was used in the marketplace. It means to buy up all that they have. Oh, these are great apples. I'll take all of them. I'll buy them all up. I'll retain the whole bushel. When it's talking about making the most of every opportunity, it's talking to buy up every moment of opportunity that there is at this moment. Buy up every part that you can. Purchase it completely. The word opportunity here is used to refer to a point of time. So God wants us to take in everything we can at this point in time, at this place, at this opportunity. He wants us to learn everything we can. He wants us to grow in every opportunity we can and look for every opportunity we can to glorify him and to grow together as a family and to serve the community and to serve one another. God wants us to buy up every bit we can from this opportunity. And in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 5, the same Greek word is used only twice in the New Testament. It's used again here in Colossians 4. It says, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. You know, there's a lot of people watching us. I was in a shop just yesterday, and the guy said, hey, I saw you on TV. I didn't know that's what you did. He knew me, but he didn't know what I did. I've been undercover all this time. Blew my cover. But people outside are watching us. They're listening. They're wanting to see what's going to happen because we got some notice. And it's really important that we are wise in the way we act with those that we're going to come in contact with. And he says, make the most of every opportunity. Every opportunity you have to interact with people about, oh, I heard about your church. Be careful. Be wise in how you interact with people regarding that. We want to come across, like Paul said, completely humble and gentle, patient and bearing with one another in love, keeping unity in the Spirit. We want to make sure that we exemplify Christ in all of our interactions. Another way to say it is just simply this. God wants us to make the most of this moment in time. This is a defining moment for our church, and God wants us to make the most of it. He's called us to follow him, and he's placed opportunities or moments all around us that are full of potential. But most of the time, we fail to see God in the small moments. We're waiting for the big moment, the Mount of Transfiguration moment, where all of a sudden we'll be there with the prophets of old and we'll see and hear God's voice speak audibly from heaven. We're waiting for those moments. But what about the small moment where you just happen to see somebody that you see recognize in a store? You have a moment there, an opportunity. How are you going to interact in those smaller moments? We fail to see God sometimes in those small opportunities. But just like a church is made up of a few defining moments, our lives are the combination or made up of a few defining moments as well. When you look back, you can see in a moment things that maybe took years to develop, life experience that you've attained, things that you've been through, maybe certain areas of maturity in your life. You may be able to see how that's taken place over the years. You might be able to see wisdom or insight that's been given to you through the Lord through the process of time. And you can look ahead and see things that might take years to accomplish, like getting married or finishing your degree or retiring or raising children or being a good grandparent for your grandchildren. You can look ahead and see all that. But right now, life is lived in the moment. And there's moments that come along that could be defining moments, and we sometimes don't recognize those. And then you look back and go, wow, that was a significant interaction. That was a significant event. That was a significant circumstance. God was up to something at that moment. And he was using it to define the texture and the content and the fabric of who you are. It's amazing. There are events and situations that occur in your life that shape who you are today. What you are today is a result of a few defining moments over the course of your life, however old you are. A few defining moments have helped to develop who you are today. Some of those things are negative defining moments. Just like in a church, we go through negative defining moments. We all have them as churches because we're made up of people. And people go through negative defining moments. But God is carefully molding and shaping each of you to fulfill his purpose. And his work can be seen in the defining moments in your life. The things that God uses to help develop the person that you are. God uses events. God uses circumstances. God uses people. Some of God's wonderful people. God will use them to help become a tool in his hand to shape who you are. You'll have an interaction you'll say, man, that was ugly. But God was using that to help define the fabric of your life, who you are, how you deal with situations like that. But we all have negative defining moments. These are those events in our past that seem to set our lives in a certain course. Maybe it was something that you had no control over. When I was 5 years old, my grandmother said, Bradley, I want you to go out and watch the trash bin as I'm burning trash and make sure that none of the flames come out of the trash bin. So I go out there and I look at the trash bin and all of a sudden the trash has caught the grass on fire. So I go back and I tell Grandma, the grass is on fire. She goes, here's a bucket, go put it out. I get up and pretty soon more grass is on fire. I said, Grandma, it's really burning. She goes, take a bigger bucket. I go back out there. This time it's catching the barn on fire. I go, Grandma, the barn is on fire. She goes, why didn't you tell me? I'm thinking, I think I did. A defining moment in my life. I'm standing there as the barn is burning to the ground, completely leveled, and the firefighters are putting the whole thing out, and I'm just standing there thinking, I just did that. Fast forward 10 years later, our house caught on fire, and I was trying to put the fire out. They didn't realize that I had not had good success in this area. My dad was gone, and I was trying to put the fire out. I was unable to put the fire out. I stood there and watched as the house burned to the ground, and the firefighters are spraying it out. You can see why I did not choose firefighting as a career. But those are defining moments in your life. You're thinking, don't trust me with matches. Don't trust me around open flames. You know, I mean, those were things where they were beyond my control, but I felt like it was somehow my fault. What does that do to a young kid growing up? You burn down a barn, you burn down a house, man. Words for people like you. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Sometimes someone will speak a word that tears you down or causes you to believe a lie about yourself. Reckless words pierce like a sword. Sometimes words were spoken to you or at you or over you or about you that wounded you deeply, and it became a defining moment, and you go, yeah, I guess that's what I am. And you grew up with this kind of this limp now because of words that were spoken to you or spoken over you that helped define who you are and part of you that defends that part of yourself. Jesus came to redeem that. Many people have been shaped by the careless words spoken over them. Remember, Jesus said, the thief comes to kill and steal and to destroy, and he'll use people to speak words in your life that bring death and hurt you and cause you to grow up thinking lies about yourself. It becomes a defining moment. That's all I'll ever be. I'll never amount to anything. Perhaps you made a poor choice in the past and you've carried that with you, the regret of that decision. Those regrets can rob you from the past can rob you of the hope of the future. The choices we can make can become defining moments in our life and serve to shape the texture of what we become because of choices we've made. But Jesus came to redeem us from negative events, from negative circumstances, from negative people. Jesus came to redeem us from all of that. And we all have positive defining moments in our life as well. It's not just all negative. All of us, when we've come to know Christ, that's a positive defining moment. When the moment that you said yes to Jesus, you turned from death to life. That was a pretty good moment. That was a defining moment in your life. We can all remember back to those moments. I remember that moment when I got saved. That was the best moment of my life. Receiving salvation, becoming a new creation. Perhaps it was a decision that you made that changed the very course of your life. Many times we make a choice and we're not fully aware of the life-changing, sweeping context that can take place just because of a decision we make. And you can look back years later and see that God was taking you through a divine moment. We had divine moments perhaps getting married or having children or having grandchildren or choosing a certain career path, things like that. Everyone who has the opportunity to live a life of great adventure with a God who loves you so much. And the journey begins right now. You don't have to be held back by those negative events. You can be propelled forward because of what Christ has done in you and through you. You may be amazed at what God can and will do in your life if you're willing to seek him and step into those divine moments that he has for each believer. God still is calling us to moments where he wants to take us someplace. In a book called Seizing Your Divine Moment, Irwin McManus says, there's a voice that calls us to leave a life of monotony and begin an adventure. It threatens to leave you in the mundane if you refuse to risk all that you have for all that could be. It's kind of scary reaching out sometimes to take a risk and follow Jesus. He says, if you ignore the voice, it soon becomes dim. And he says that in our hearts, in the hearts of men and women, there's a yearning for a life that matters. Don't you want to have a life that matters? I don't want to get to the end of my life and have someone peel back all the overgrowth around my tombstone and says, he paid his bills. Is that all you want to be known for, is you paid your bills? Or do you want to have some kind of a legacy where we miss him because of what he left behind? We want to have a life that matters. We want to have a life that's significant. The life that God intended for us to live should be nothing less than a great adventure. Jesus Christ calls us to live a life of unimaginable adventure. It begins the moment we choose to follow him. What could be more exciting than to live a life where God himself desires to have a personal relationship with each of us? He calls you by name, first, middle, and last. He reveals himself to you by his Spirit. When you respond to him, to the prompting in your heart, when you surrender your life to him, he breathes new life into you. He redeems those negative moments and he turns them around for good, to use them as an opportunity for you to grow, for an opportunity to minister to someone else. God begins to shape and develop your inner character, and he sets you apart for his service. He makes you holy. He reveals gifts to you and graces that he's placed inside of you. You're no longer the same because this new life has begun. I believe God wants to take each one of you on an adventure. And it starts now with the moments that's right ahead of you. He wants you to give his heart, give him your heart and his burden. God's calling you to join him on his quest to reach the lost. God wants us to use these moments to take every opportunity. And just like it says, the thief came only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Jesus came that we would have a full life and have it abundantly. Now, 3 weeks ago, none of us could see any of this coming. All that's happened in the last 16 days is remarkable. And God is up to something. We are in a historic moment. We are in a defining moment. And we have the opportunity to join with God in what he's doing, not only in our lives, but in the life of ACC, in the life of our community. God is doing something in our community through all of this. God is using us somehow, some way, for his glory to touch this community. And we have the privilege of joining with him. The moments in front of us are full of life. There's opportunities to know the Lord in a deeper way, to see him move, to have new insights. There's opportunities to positively impact people around us, for us to be a blessing to people and serve people. The moments just ahead of us are full of healing and blessing and resources for the kingdom of God. What lies ahead might be the freedom that you've longed for all these years. God wants to set you free from those negative things from the past. The Holy Spirit is moving all the time, and he's constantly creating moments around us that are filled with life and opportunity. We have to be sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. We have to listen. We have to have our ear tuned. What is the Holy Spirit speaking? And enter these divine moments and live out the adventure that will unfold. We'll never know the outcome. That's part of the adventure. We don't know how all this is going to play out. We all want the answers. What's the development? What's going to happen? What's going to, what? We got 100 questions and about 2 answers. But God is not going to take us someplace for no reason. God has us right where he wants us. He could have allowed this not to happen. He could have allowed this to happen differently. But he allowed it to happen the way it did. He has us where he has us for his purposes for this season. This is part of the adventure. Isn't this exciting? We have stepped into a God moment. We have stepped into a defining moment. We're going to be able to look back on this sometime and say, remember that moment when we all just scampered over to ECC? Hello? Do you have any room in the inn? Can't get used to my new jewelry here. God will never take us someplace for no reason. His ways and his plan is always to help us to be more like him, for us to be better equipped to make the most of the opportunities that lie ahead. I'd like to ask the worship team to come back, please. A moment is defined as a period of time which someone or something exists or an event occurs. We've all had an event, haven't we? Or a series of events. And you can make a choice in a moment that has the potential for eternal consequences. In September 1971, when I was just 18 years old, I made a decision in a moment to go forward at a David Wilkerson rally and surrender my life to Christ. That was a defining moment for me, and my life has never been the same since then. In 1974, my wife and I visited a little church out on the outskirts of town called Abel Loop Community Church. That was a defining moment for us 38 years ago, and our lives have never been the same. We've been a part of what God has been doing in that church for all these years, and it has been an adventure. Sometimes adventures, you know, the definition for of adventure is an undertaking or enterprise of hazardous nature. I forgot to mention that before. Sometimes it gets a little hazardous. Sometimes when you're wielding the shield of faith and the sword of truth, it's a little hazardous. But you can come through the hazards and go, boy, glad we're through that moment. But when you choose to live your life in service to others, you are changed in that moment. Something inside of you changes when you say, I want to serve you, Jesus. I want to be like you, Jesus. That's a defining moment in your life. The moment you choose to forgive those who have wronged you in all those negative things in your life, when you choose to forgive them and release them for any responsibility, that's a freeing moment for you. That's a moment when God can take you into a new place. You leave it up to God to deal with them His way, and then you're set free from whatever they did. Your life is made up of the choices you have made with the moments that God has given you. In every given moment, there's a huge potential. You can choose to ignore these moments of possibility that God brings into your life, or you can step into them and see if God may surprise you. Sometimes when we have to step out a little bit in faith and get out of our comfort zone and go to a new church and a new service time and meet new people and start new stuff, it's kind of awkward at times. But that's when God might surprise you. When's the last time God really surprised you, other than the recent 3 weeks ago when the roof came down? I mean, present event excluded. When's the last time God really surprised you? We should always have an adventure with God. Every day should be full of moments where you go, ah, I just saw the Lord in that moment. I just experienced God's peace in that moment. I just saw God work through that moment. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, and now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that works within us. To Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. Jesus is capable of doing immeasurably more than what we could even imagine. We are on the beginning of a great adventure. God is taking us someplace, and we have the privilege of joining with God in what He's doing in Anchorage, in the churches, in the community, in Abbott Loop. God has taken us someplace, family. A little hazardous once in a while. But God's taking us someplace exciting. The Bible is full of examples of people's lives that were changed because of one defining moment where they had an encounter with God. Are you willing to live your life with that kind of expectancy? Are you expecting God to move in new moments in your life? Are you willing to look for opportunities to respond as the Lord prompts you? Let's all stand. Abbott Loop is going through a new moment, a new season of change. And God has not told us up front what all the changes are going to look like. We don't know yet. But He desires for all of us to follow Him. Don't be weary. Hang in there for the adventure. Don't be afraid when the hazards come. Just trust God in the moment. We're going to see God do some things that we cannot even imagine. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be a part of the kingdom of God as it's moving forward in what God has for us. Amen. Amen. Let's worship God.